The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
This weekend.
This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
Host of What's on Tap, Sandy Max in the house here with us, and the Weekend Trend. The Bigs, one of them starts today. Eric's been talking about he wants some sort of fight or a battle between the Italians and the French.
Yes.
You've got too much World Cup fever. I think we've got all international flair now that everybody's interested in everybody else's culture. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's going to be a futsal or a football or a soccer tournament that will pop up.
The French would probably win. That's all I'll say.
Well, sure. But right? I do feel like there's that excitement can ripple over. But yeah, we have Festa Italiana on the north end of the Summerfest grounds, Henry Meyer Festival Park there. And that is so much fun. I mean, immediately when I say that, don't you think of food?
Yeah, for sure.
You can eat my cannolis. Like, you can all just graze your way through there. There's so much fun at Festa. And they have fireworks not only one night, but both nights, Friday and Saturday at 10:30. They've got their Festa Mass. They've got such a great lineup of live music. They have some traditional, like, Italian music that you would think of. Like, when you walk in, you will enjoy the sounds of the Sicilian Serenaders. You got the Russo brothers who are going to do some Louis Prima and some Rat Pack songs. Enzo and Stella, the Florentine Opera Company. Like, it's interesting to hear how much Italian culture has influenced music throughout the years. And how's this for an Italian name? Claire Sardina. Thunder of Lightning and Thunder. She is starting to make her summer appearances.
That's
so you
awesome.
Will see her at Festa on Saturday. The Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra has a Sunday performance. And there's a fellow named Corey Pesaturo and his accordion. And on his poster, it says revolutionizing accordion music. So come on, isn't that it? So that's just, there's a kids pizza making contest, there's bocce ball, there will be a soccer tournament, so.
And Festa doesn't start till tomorrow night, but we've
Festa's
got Bastille
Friday,
days.
Festa's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight is when you can get your Frenchy French today. On. Yeah. As you can see my dress,
I have
the
well
Eiffel
done.
Tower imprinted on my dress, and I love a theme party. So all these cultural events that we have, they're big theme parties, and you get to learn. It's great. So Bastille Days, tonight is when 9 o'clock, this is such a great opening ceremony, Storm the Bastille, where it's thousands of people running in the street, sometimes with a beer in their hand. But this is the 40th annual. That's how long
run
has been going on through our streets of downtown. But, you know, does it get more photo worthy than a photo with the replica Eiffel Tower in Cathedral Square Park?
Done that.
Big fan of the rice balls that they have, which is also Italian, but it's free. So you can just stroll around, and they always have a great lineup of live music as well. The Alliance Francaise is always there, so you can learn a little bonjour and merci beaucoup. And
sure, real good.
Get a little French.
All right.
Or you can just eat, right?
Yeah, that too, and shop. And I also like, you know, the revolution is such a theme this year. America 250 and then the French Revolution. So let's just lead into those revolutions. But another cultural that you can enjoy and sport, the Swedes came up with a lawn game called Kube. Cube. I watched a video to learn how to play it, and the two fellas said cube, but it's K-U-B-B.
Okay.
So it involves stakes, and then you set this.
Oh, I've played this. I had to look it up. I played it.
These little wooden crown-looking things that are called the cubes, and then there's a king cube in the middle. And then you whip these sticks. They're called batons to try and knock these cubes off.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of Dainty, a little bit, if you know what that is in the German culture. So
the national championship.
Yes, it's in Eau Claire. And it is right here, the cube capital of North America. And another description is part chess, part bowling, and part backyard battle. But all ages, all skill levels. If you want to hang out on Friday, Kid Cube takes place on Friday. Maybe you'll discover that you're great at it. But this truly is the U.S. championship Saturday and Sunday. A quirky sport and maybe a one that you can learn. Did you actually try Cube, Vince?
Were you good? One of those where one person knows how to play in your group and they're like, no, that's not, you didn't want to be there. I'm like, I didn't. I thought I'm supposed to knock that down. Right.
Can you get offsides in Cube?
I don't think so, but there are things you're supposed to do and not do. And you're like, where am I supposed to throw this now? You want to knock that down.
Tell me what to do.
The hand-eye coordination. So it is, It is a little bit of bowling. You lean over and flip the stick like that. So stamp one more passport. The Milwaukee Dragon Boat Festival is back on Saturday. And it's in a different spot. Pancake and I were just talking about it. Pancake's going to go because it's early morning qualifying at 8 a.m. But the finals are at 1. But at 10 a.m. is the opening ceremony dragon dance. Just love that idea. But here's where you're going to find it. I always think of it in the lagoon. This is going to be on the south end of the Summerfest grounds. So your midgate and north gate, totally festa. So maybe a soccer game will break out between the Chinese and the Italians, Eric. But so that South Plaza is where they're going to be doing a lot of ceremonies, including Tai Chi, Chinese square dancing. But then the dragon boats are going to be on that south end of the Summerfest grounds. $5 to get in, but man, going to be a lot of fun there.
We barely scratched the surface of what's happening 100%. This weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, Sandy has an incredible list. If you text the word trend to 855-616-1620, you can see it all on the Saturday Unlimited WDTMJ Talk and Text Line. Trend, T-R-E-N-D. It's great. There's all kinds of stuff.
I mean, we truly talked about four of about 30 things that I listed.
But you got them all.
Whether you like arts, whether you like live music. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Happy festival weekend here in Milwaukee.
And South Shore Frolics as well.
Oh, gosh.
Not true. That's done. We haven't done that in a while.
How did I miss
it?
I got the Whitefish Bay Art Fair. Okay. But yeah, check out the trend.
If this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you'll want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities. Top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on their beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.